the corner of my eyes, I saw this creature, which was over 6 foot tall, with feathers. It just looked like a giant bird, but yet a man. And it was standing with its shoulders and then its neck down like this. I just couldn't imagine what I was seeing and panicked. And when I tried to run, I couldn't.
Hey, this is Mothboy Mike.
This is Mothboy Matt.
That was very NPR.
It was. That was good.
This, and this is Jake.
Well,
and we are Moth Boys, sponsored by Visit Braxton WV, and we're a podcast on cryptids, conspiracies, and the unknown,
and foreign events now, because we're an NPR podcast.
Okay. I think that if you just whisper everything. That's a NPR thing.
So, it just sounds smart.
Not like that, though, Matt. Matt, not like that.
No.
As long as you have a fancy name, and you can say the stupidest thing ever, and it sounds NPR. It's just like,
right.
Hi, this is Dr. Jake Haskin and Poop Poop Pee Pee.
Right, exactly. I mean, I love NPR.
Sounds sophisticated.
I'm an NPR guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I love it.
I know, through and through.
But yeah. Sponsor us, NPR. Let's go.
Yes, NPR. When's our show? I want a Moth Boy's Tiny Desk concert.
That would be awfully. People would be really let down by that. It would just be us talking.
I don't know. We're very talented.
So. Mm-hmm. Dude, Sesame Street has a Tiny Desk concert. It's probably the best one. So
no, actually, the best one just came out.
What is it?
Earlier this week, 311 on 311.
Oh, that's right. The day. That's pretty good. That's pretty funny. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
311 is like dope. I don't care. Come original. You got to come original.
Did they play that?
No, but they did. Whoa, amber is the color of your energy.
Classic. Well, Jake. First of all, I'm gonna ask how you're doing. And then wait. First of all, I want to say a shout out to your T-shirt. Your boy is wearing a Big Fat Liar T-shirt. Classic movie. Classic Paul Giamatti.
Yeah. We love that. Honestly, I was upset. Like. I know sometimes the Oscar gives awards away to people for their whole body of work. Like Jamie Lee Curtis got it last year for Everything Everywhere. But a lot of people are like, oh, it's for her whole body of work. I'm really upset the Academy did not honor Paul Giamatti for his great performance in Big Fat Liar.
Yeah.
Instead, they gave it to that dumbass Cillian Murphy.
And he was pretty good in that movie.
He was good in Red Eye.
He's great, dude.
Red Eye is a good Red movie, Eye? So maybe he deserves it for Red Eye.
I love how out of all of these like really respected like award-winning movies and shows, you're just like, yeah, Red Eye, like his least known.
Go back and watch Red Eye. It's an hour and 25 minutes of just like straight like thriller genius.
It's a good movie. Like, but Jake, listen.
Oppenheimer, anything over 3 hours, no.
No go.
No. Yeah. Anything over 2 hours. No.
Jake, listen. So I heard that Paul Giamatti, for the holdovers, he had to like, did he have to
learn
hold
how
his
to do
eye?
A lazy eye, right?
Yeah. He had to do a lazy eye. Yeah. I mean, it was real lazy too. You can see pictures of it. It's wild.
See, he really should have won because
he's blue. He's blue in Big Fat Liar. Jake, how's everything else other than that?
I'm really pissed now. You got me pissed.
I know.
Okay.
Let's talk about your life.
And then Matt's giving me attitude. Oh, you don't like his work other than Red Eye? Sorry, Mr. Film Critic NPR bullshit head. I like real movies. I like the movies that general America likes, not bullshit art house.
Transformers.
Air Bud 2 and 3.
Actually, yeah, Jake, how's life? Was Transformers good? I never saw Transformers, legitimately.
The first couple were pretty cool, I think.
Yeah, Mike, you were a huge fan of those.
Bumblebee was kind of cool. I enjoyed it.
John Cena was in there, right? Or is he a
horse? I'm not a huge fan. That's kind
of yeah, you watched like every one of them, though. You did. I remember you being all about it.
Was that a Michael Bay? Was that a Michael Bay joint?
Yeah. Yeah, it was Michael Bay. Yeah.
Yeah, we used to party with Michael Bay all the time.
Yeah, I didn't watch them all the time, Matt. It's not something I used to do.
You used to party with Michael Bay.
I did. When I worked at a nightclub
like
down
legitimately,
in Miami.
You and Michael Bay were homies. So like
we were homies.
You actually had some creative consulting on the Transformers, but you're just you're too modest to admit it.
That is not a joke, everybody. I did work in a nightclub down in Miami, and Michael Bay did. We did hang out with Michael Bay. So
all the advertisements and like the slow motion, that was Mike's idea. He's like, you should just have so much slow motion that it expands the movie by 45 minutes.
This is what I said to Michael Bay. You need to have more explosions and more boobs in your movie. That's all you need. And then hunky men, just strong. That's what you need in slow-mo. And he's like, okay, dude.
And then you're also like,
okay, boys, we're getting off track. This is way off track. Jake, how's life? Let's go.
Oh,
okay,
well, my life's not interesting. You talking about Michael Bay is interesting.
Okay, well, Matt, how's your life then?
My life is good.
Actually, no, I'm going to cut you off, Matt. Okay, I'll give you my real feelings.
Okay.
We had a 5-year anniversary. No one cared. And it really just made me upset.
Okay.
Wow.
And
tell the people what you think, Jake. Tell the people
at home, in order to make me feel better about it, leave a comment and then say Red Eye is the best movie ever and all other Cillian Murphy movies suck, and then I'll forgive you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's a good life update.
5-star reviews, 28
days later. That movie's amazing.
That movie sucks.
Get out of here.
Dude, Danny Boyle is a fucking, is that his name, right?
He's Danny Boyle,
he's a hack.
Have you seen Sunshine?
This is not.
No, look how pale I am. I've never seen the sun, dude.
Matt, how's your life? This is a movie podcast.
Danny
now.
Boyle, Matt, hack.
Matt, how you doing? Everything good?
Yeah.
Say yes or no, and then we can just move on.
Everything's great. I'm just enjoying
fucking Jai-Ho. That's so stupid.
I'm just enjoying Cillian Murphy and his many, many wins at the Emmys. I'm getting through classes, which is cool.
Oh, nice.
I'm learning
That's right.
a whole lot. I'm very excited. Actually, after this podcast, I have to go back to doing some classes. I've got a lot of stuff going on. Just wedding prepping. We just actually chose a caterer, and we're having
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell KFC combo caterer
fourth meal.
Wedding.
We're having
Asheville General Store AGS caterer
wedding.
Good.
So. If you're ever in Western New York, hit up Asheville General Store. So,
Sponsor us.
Yeah,
Well, that's cool, Matt. Congratulations, that's cool.
Yeah. What about you, Mike?
It's like how Matt's having like nice things going on in his life, and I'm just literally triggered because Red Eye is the best movie of all time.
Did you? Triggered?
Only way, I'm just gonna get it out of the way.
Triggered by Red Eye.
I'm triggered because Red Eye is a good film, and that's the only thing he's ever been in that's been good.
Well, Jake, can I tell you that first of all, that's not true. But dude, Red Eye is a great movie. Cillian Murphy's a great actor. I'm just gonna
he's a hack. He does the same thing in every movie.
My life, I'm doing pretty good. Beautiful. It's beautiful. It's beautiful outside. We're all stuck inside doing this podcast. We should be outside playing, running in the fields, but we're not doing that. But everything is good, guys. I mean, we're 5 years old, people love us, you know? So
that's debatable.
What can I say?
Listen, Jake.
Jake, let's get Jake in a better mood. What can we do? Jake, I wanna do something for you. I wanna make you happy for a minute, okay? Just listen in. You're in a bummer mood, I get it. So let me do this for you. Get into it, okay?
How many seconds can we play that for copyright reasons?
There you go. Are you happy? You getting happy yet, Jake?
That's going to be cut after like 2 seconds because I don't want to avoid copyright infringement. Mark McGrath's very litigious. He's also a listener of the show, so.
He is. What's up, Mark? Okay, let's get into this episode, boys. I got something cool.
Okay.
What's up?
What's the theme? Give me a little hint.
Well, I have two stories today, two encounters.
Okay.
They both take place up in New York, where you boys are. Maybe not near general area, but up there. It's not UFO and alien stuff like I usually like to do. That's usually one could be, but one is definitely not. So, they're both cool creatures. They're creatures, though. So, here we go. You boys ready?
Yep.
Are we done? Are we done beefing over Cillian Murphy or not yet?
No.
We good? No. Okay. Well,
but I'll be fine.
Okay. This first one is called the Sky Spitter.
Oh, cool.
Is that the ride? Is that like one of those tall rides? And
the Sky Spitter.
I was making a niche reference, but no one knows. No one knows. So it's just whatever.
Okay, this one is the Sky Spitter. So Tom DeCole woke up one morning in 1975 to head to his work as a science teacher at Garden City Junior High School in Long Island, New York.
Science teacher. So we're going
teacher. To Long Island. Reputable? Yeah, science teacher.
No.
Yep. Can't mm-hmm. believe him.
Mm-hmm. He's almost on a Carney level.
Yeah.
They're very actually, close.
Science teachers are pretty reputable.
They're pretty good. The best teachers I always had were science. I thought science teachers were awesome. Same. So,
yeah. A middle school science teacher, they're always the most eccentric teachers you ever have.
That's Mr. true. Peterson. They're always like the Bill Nye weirdo.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Peterson.
Like, they always have funny catchphrases, and they're zany.
Right.
So is he a high school, middle school, or elementary science
teacher? It's high school. It's Garden City Junior High School.
That's junior high.
So I don't know what that is. I've never.
Let's just say he's reputable. Sure. Who cares? Yeah, he's
good. He's a good guy, and he does good work.
A good man.
Yeah,
not a Carney. Right.
Not exactly. That's all that matters, really. So as he was about to climb into his car to go to work, he noticed something unusual just above his house. It was what appeared to be a small dark cloud floating very low. He stared as the cloud seemed to move and slightly enlarge as he watched it.
It was an engorged cloud.
Engorged cloud. Some strange, it was moving all weird and like. Mm-hmm. So he later described how this cloud-like thing changed shape. And this is a quote from him. This basketball-sized cloud floated back and forth across the peak of the roof, changing in shape from a small globular mass to a larger ovoid and finally becoming an abstract, multi-curved, dark, vaporous something. It finally measured about 6 feet in height and 1.5 feet in width. So first of all,
it sounds like with my average vape clouds, nothing that impressive.
Dude, you do tricks.
I rip those vape clouds.
You
dude.
Rip clouds. No, you do. And first of all, that sounds like a scientist talking right there. There's a lot of words. Ovoid? Come on. Yeah. Ovoid. Let's go. And also, let's do Shaq measurements here, boys. So 6 feet in height. It's not even a Shaq. Not even a Shaq.
That's like just your average college basketball player.
It could be your average college or average, high school science teacher.
Really. Yeah, the science teacher.
And then a half feet in width. I mean, that's nothing. I mean,
that's nothing. That's
nothing, man. That's his foot.
Like
right?
I said, I've ripped vape clouds three times the size of that.
At least, dude. Yeah. I love that. I've seen you do this trick before. He blows a huge vape cloud, and he walks into it and disappears. It's the sickest trick. I mean, we don't know where he goes. He just disappears, dude. It's so cool. What flavor are you smoking on these days?
Pink Starburst, bro.
Pink Starburst? That's good. Okay. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. This is all fun, very funny to us because we're all very straight. We'll have Matt will have a beer every once in a while. Do you drink any beers, Jake, or no?
I haven't.
He has a hard cider every once in a while.
I have a hard cider once in a while, but I also rip those vape clouds, dude.
Okay, that's right, you do. I'm sorry. Yeah, can't forget.
I want people to think I'm cool.
Right. Cheers to that.
I don't want to think people think I've never smoked a vape in my life.
Right. Yeah, because you do it all day.
I mean, it every day, 24/7.
He's got his collection of tech, and he's got his vape, you know what I mean? So
yep. It's good to go, man.
I'm in the Golden Corral. I'm at the dessert table at Golden Corral. Sometimes I have to rip a fat vape crowd, you know?
you blow it in the pudding.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Dude, hell yeah. Okay. So according to DeCole, this cloud-like creature seemed to open its mouth and inhale. The thing then pursed what DeCole described as lips and spit out a bunch of clear liquid on the teacher and his vehicle. Dude.
Like rain?
It's insane, right?
It's one of those flat earthers who hate science and are just spitting on a scientist.
That cloud's pissed off at that scientist, dude. The
cloud's like, I can see Earth. It's flat, bro. I'm spitting on it.
Okay, so this thing has lips, and it supposedly purses lips and spit liquid all over this dude's car. It's freaking wild. This cloud. dude, I don't know. So some of this is just so fucking wild that I can't believe it. Anybody can make it up even. Like, it's just so out there. I mean, you could, I guess, but like, dude, it's crazy. So DeKalb,
science teachers, you know, he's by the book. He's not. If he was an English teacher, it'd be like, oh, creative,
right.
Creative writing.
Makes sense.
Yep. But he's a science teacher, so it's real.
And if it was a history teacher, they'd have a lot more armor on, I believe. You know what I mean? Or whatever. You know what I mean? Yeah. There would be other details. So DeKalb then watched as the cloud creature simply disappeared before his eyes. The teacher ran into his house, changed his clothes, and bagged up the wet clothes. He made his way back to his lab at his school, Garden City Junior High School, and ran a pH test on his soaked shirt and found that the substance that he and his car had been exposed to was nothing more than normal piss.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. It's not yeller like pee. It's squirt.
He found out it was just water. So that's what it's just water. I mean, it'd be cool though. That'd be good ending to the story. Be like, it was pissed, dude. Like that cloud just pissed on me through his mouth. That'd be insane. So yeah, I guess it's just water. This encounter was written about in the Jerome Clark book Unexplained: Strange Sightings, Incredible Occurrences, and Puzzling Physical Phenomena. So if you want to pick up that book, Jerome Clark book, go ahead. It's in there.
I feel like that's a definition of puzzling phenomena.
Right.
It's a spitting cloud. Yeah.
Spitting. Yeah, I've never heard of that.
Lips.
I mean,
just with lips.
With just lips. I don't understand it. I love it, though. I think it's sweet. Like, imagine riding around on a cloud. Wouldn't that be freaking sweet, guys? I don't know. You'd be like, you could fall asleep, like take a nap in there and stuff.
Yeah.
Awesome. Let's think right now. Let's take a break. Let's take a break and go to our wonderful sponsor.
You are listening to the Moth Boys News Network.
Moth Boy Matt here, reporting with Moth Boy Jake. And we are here with Michael, who had an encounter with some very strange beings the other day. Michael, can you tell us what exactly happened on September 12th, 2023?
Absolutely, Matt. I was out in my garage working on my Harley, and I see a flash of white light. I go out to check what it is, and there's a huge saucer-shaped craft right above my head. The next thing I know, I'm in a room on this craft, and there are creatures surrounding me.
Creatures? Can you describe them to us?
They had spade-shaped heads that were red, long green bodies, eyes that shine an orange color, and they seemed to be gliding around instead of simply walking.
Fascinating. Did they try to make contact with you?
They talked to me telepathically, actually. They told me they were taking me to their favorite place in all of the galaxy.
Wow. Did they take you to another planet?
Not exactly. They took me to Braxton County, West Virginia.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, they told me they have been going there for many years. They are huge fans of all the things to do in Braxton County. We started the day off with them taking me to a museum, which they said was based on an encounter with one of their own species in 1952, called the Flatwoods Monster Museum. They also told me about five huge chairs around Braxton County based after them that people can find and take pictures with. After looking at all the cool Flatwoods Monster information and memorabilia, they took me to the West Virginia Bigfoot Museum to learn about all the Bigfoot sightings in the West Virginia area. They kept calling Bigfoot their distant cousins.
What an amazing day. Well, thank you for talking with us.
Oh, that's not all, Jake, that happened. They took me out to eat at a place called The Spot, which is a restaurant that is based around their species and the encounter they had with humans in 1952. The food was out of this world.
Well, that sounds delicious. Thanks again, Michael.
We also went ghost hunting together at the Heyman House in Elk Hostel. They were so scared.
Great. And that concludes this story.
Well, we also went fishing at Sutton Lake, Jake. They didn't like taking the fish off the hooks, so I had to do it for them. Then they took me to a movie at the Elk Theater. One of their favorites was playing, Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
That movie is pretty amazing, but we have to move on to
And to end the night, we all went dancing at the Braxton County Jamboree. Those being sure do love the banjo.
Is that it?
Well, yeah. Next thing I know is I wake up in my bed the next day with a big old smile.
Mike, this interview almost sounds like a giant ad for Braxton County, West Virginia.
Well, Jake, it is. To learn more about all of the amazing things you can do in Braxton County, West Virginia, go to www.braxtonwv.org/mothboys. That is www.braxtonwv.org/mothboys. And when you go to visit beautiful Braxton County, tell them the Moth Boys sent you.
And now, back to the show.
All right, thanks to Visit Braxton WV. We appreciate you. We love you. Mm-hmm. And yeah, thanks for sponsoring us. We appreciate it.
Sorry, you know, like it's like we do bad jokes and mm-hmm. you still sponsor us.
So. You still love us. Yeah, I don't know. I guess.
Thank you.
I guess we're family at this point. I guess that's you have to love your family, you know. Yeah. So, we love you. All right, we're going back to New York. We're back in New York, everybody. The Copenhagen Devil.
Ooh, is he chewing tobacco?
Oh, hell yeah.
No, I didn't even think about that, though, Jake. That's clever.
Yeah.
Dude.
Vaping, tobacco, chewing. Yeah, it's just two of my favorite pastimes.
Chewing, vaping, and tobacco?
Yeah.
Well, yes. Okay. Yes. That's what you like to do. And play basketball. Sometimes. Uh-huh. When you can breathe correctly.
I haven't been able to breathe correctly in years. Like, I have a CPAP machine, but I have to use it all 24/7.
When you're walking around, you just have the mask on constantly.
It's not even you have to lift it up. Because I have an oxygen tank. It's just a CPAP machine I carry around everywhere. Just in case my throat shuts on it. Because I snore like... When I walk sometimes, and then just my throat shuts down, so I need that CPAP machine at all times.
Your girlfriend just carries around in the backpack and goes, Sarah, I need it. I need my CPAP machine. I was going, hurry. Help me, honey.
Oh, and then she secretly hopes I die, and she's one day going to replace it with like nitrous or something.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
You're too much of a burden. I'm tired of carrying this CPAP around.
I love the image of somebody walking around snoring while they're walking, just snoring, snore walking.
I do, bro. You should see me at an event next time.
Just listen to you while you're walking around. If you stop and just stare straight ahead, looking really intense, we know your throat is closing up. We know when you need help. All right, Copenhagen boys, let's do this. Let's see. Copenhagen Devil. On the evening of... We're going back in time a little bit, boys, on this one. On the evening of May 22nd, 1900. So 19000.
19, so three zeros.
19,000.
Year 19,000. Evening of May 20-
That'd be wild, wouldn't it?
I went to the year 19,000.
On the evening of May 22nd, 1900, two men. You know how I can tell this is old, or this is an old-timey subject, is because the names of the dudes. The two men, Homer Ward and J.D. Dryden.
Yeah.
They kind of sound like snake oil salesmen. Yeah.
Exactly. Totally. So they were making the six-mile journey to Copenhagen, New York, from Deer River, which is nestled deep in upstate New York. Now, here's another thing, everybody. Me and the boys here, we're from Western New York. People like to call it upstate, and it is not upstate where we live. Isn't that like Ithaca and Syracuse?
I think Ithaca is like the southern tier.
Okay, well, what's upstate then? We're not upstate,
are we? Upstate's like, I think, like the Catskills and shit.
So I've heard people call like Western New York
anything that's not New York City, people call upstate.
That's true. That is very true.
It's like when you go on vacation, they say, "Oh, where are you from?" "Oh, New York." They're like, "Oh, you like got to be away from that big city. Yeah. That's probably nice." Mm-hmm. And I'm like, "Bro, I live like 12 hours away from here."
It's insane. Okay, so that's in upstate New York. The men were returning from the farmhouse of their friend Charles Boy. I guess that's how you say it. It's B-O-U-I. Charles Boy. How would you guys say that, you think?
Charles.
Yeah, boy.
I kind of like that, yeah. So Charles Boy, they were in a horse and buggy, which was being driven by Ward. When Dryden suddenly noticed what he described as a large white object in a fenced-in lot off the side of the road. Hmm. Dryden stared at the object when it occurred to him that it resembled a gigantic animal at rest. Dryden pointed out the form to Ward, and he halted the horses and got out of the buggy. He climbed the fence and approached what he now thought to be a sleeping animal. Ward picked up a small stone and proceeded to throw it at the creature. I can't believe human beings made it this long. I really just can't.
Yeah.
That's his first reaction. There's a sleeping animal. There's a
massive
Sally, how mean is
sleeping
that?
Animal. A massive
white
sleeping animal.
Albino. Yeah. Let's go bother it with a little pebble. You know what I mean?
We don't know if it's a little pebble.
I don't know. I'd like to think it's a boulder. That'd be pretty cool. Just picked it up and just, yeah. So he picked up a small stone. So I guess it hit the creature. And the creature jumped up from its position and moved away for some distance like a streak of lightning, they said. So
that shows
real fast.
Some great restraint from the creature.
Right.
Because if I was awoken from my slumber by someone throwing a rock at me, I feel like I'd be an aggressor in that situation.
Dude, yeah. Exactly.
So like, great restraint. Yeah. This is a nice creature. So
it
far.
Got up. It got up and ran away like lightning.
I said, fuck you. I'm just going to go back to sleep.
Yeah, I'll just go over to this point in the field and sleep then, because you're just going to keep throwing pebbles at me.
Yeah, I saw your arm. You're a weak little coward. You're not going to be able to hit me from here.
Yeah, exactly. That's probably what I was thinking.
Yeah.
So Ward would later claim that at that moment he experienced a feeling of an electric shock passing over him when the creature stood up. Ward ran back to his buggy and drove his horses as fast as he could the rest of the way home. How fast do you think a horse and buggy can go?
It's like 46 horsepower or what? 46 miles.
46 horsepowers. it's 46 HPH, 46 horsepowers. They can't go that fast, right? Like what? 5 miles per hour? Is that the fastest? 10 maybe?
15? I don't know.
That's the Amish.
Like, we're from Amish country, boys. We should know this stuff, you know.
I think they can go like 65. When you really think about it,
ass.
If you actually think about things.
Well, just think those horses do the races. Like they can do like.
That's true. I mean,
but with a buggy, I don't know.
They could probably go like 80 at those bad boys. Those.
All right, we'll say 80. That's true. So they got home. They went 80 miles per hour all the way home.
No, 80 horsepowers.
80 horsepower.
Yes. So after arriving at Ward's farm, the pair encountered one Miss Nancy Klein, who also lived at Ward's home, though the nature of their relationship was never given. So I don't know if it's the wife, girlfriend.
Can I interject real quick?
Yes.
Do you want to know Vern Troyer's maiden name?
I was waiting for that. I was waiting for it. Yeah, what is it?
It was, what's her last name again? Klein?
Klein, I think.
Klein. Yeah. Nancy Klein.
So Nancy Klein. Nancy Klein was maiden name of Troyer. Vern Troyer. The heir to the Vern Troyer soda, ginger ale, and chip empire. And, of course, great actor. But he was actually born from a Kim.
He would have made me watch Oppenheimer. If Vern Troyer was an Oppenheimer, I would have definitely think it deserved Best Picture.
If Vern Troyer was Oppenheimer.
No, I thought Vern Troyer should play Florence Pugh's character, personally. But.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, anyways, Matt, so you're talking about Nancy Klein.
Yeah, so Nancy Klein is actually the mother of Vern Troyer because of the mother being Vern Troyer, and Nancy Klein was that woman. So
the mother,
and then she married into the
that all makes
the Troyer family name.
Dude, this all checks out too. But I'm like, listening.
She didn't have any true love for the Troyer family. She just wanted the soda and chip company to herself.
Oh man, see that's the problem right there.
Yeah,
she was,
and
one
that's
of those
why the mouth
women.
The mouth cloud ate her in the end. If you think about it, really, you know. The cloud spitter, okay. Whatever.
Rest in peace, Troyer.
You're gonna see the sky spitter.
Okay. So, so Klein managed to convince the horrified men to travel back to the area to investigate.
Ah, jeez,
that's just disrespectful.
Yeah,
she was probably like, "You guys are like real scaredy cats, like you real baby boys." You should just go back and just try to see what it is.
You're not a hero like Vern Troyer Sr.
Right. who was a war hero.
Yeah,
he was a war hero.
The trio set out down the road, but before they arrived, Klein heard an eerie snorting noise. Okay. All right. You okay, Matt?
I would run away.
Yep, I would run away from that for sure.
Matt, I'll let you borrow my CPAP machine. You see, like,
I need it so bad.
So the group spied the albino beast perched on its haunches in the middle of the road with their lantern. Imagine having to do that too. Like nowadays, it'd be your cell phone light. But they had lanterns back then. That's freaking crazy.
Technology, yeah, am I right?
Technology, dude. For the first time, they can make out some of the creature's unique characteristics. Dryden, Ward, and Klein testified that this thing had a pair of horns and had a long tail as thick around as the body of a man.
Wow,
those were the two big characteristics, and it was white, obviously.
What kind of man?
See, I don't. I was going to ask you boys. I mean, what kind of man do you think? How big was the tail? Was it the Rock type man? Was it Vern Troyer type man? Shaq? What are we thinking? I mean, I'd like to think it was like Shaq, like it's huge tail, just gigantic.
A Killian Murphy type man.
Okay. He's really tiny. He's a tiny man. He lost a lot of weight for Oppenheimer.
You know, it's camera tricks, I think, that make him small.
Which Killian Murphy? Red Eye Killian Murphy?
Red Eye, of course.
Killian Murphy or?
Red Eye.
Okay. He was normal.
Yes, yeah. Red Eye Killian Murphy. He's got those beautiful eyes in that movie, though.
He has, dude, he's a handsome guy. He is a very handsome guy.
I'll give him that.
Yeah. So we can agree that it's at the size of the tail is Killian Murphy.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay. Yeah. So the creature then charged over a nearby fence and disappeared into the darkness. And that was the last that was ever seen at the Copenhagen Devil. Wow. So
cool. I like how it's called a devil, although it's really just like.
It was trying to chill. It's called
the Copenhagen Chill Boy.
Yeah. I like that. That's really good. Copenhagen Chill. Or even just the Copenhagen Chill Devil.
Yeah.
I mean,
because devil, he's got to do some hijinks or something. Right. But with this guy, he sounded like a little electric shock and then just.
Ditched. So what he did was like, he woke up and said, dude, why'd you do that? And he's like, ran over to another spot to sleep some more.
He was like, I'm literally just fucking sleeping. Like, that's it. That's all I'm doing.
Yeah. Why'd you throw a rock at me? Because really, if you think about it, that's bullying. I mean, that's not nice. That's not something. No. I mean, at least it wasn't a gun. If it's historically, it'd be a gun. True. You know what I mean?
I respect the restraint. They definitely had Dryden. Definitely had a gun.
Yes.
Do you know Dryden is also the name of the singer of Alien Ant Farm?
Is it really?
Yeah.
So I think you're not joking.
I think
it's too random to make up.
I think Dryden was named after this story. Yeah.
And Dryden from Alien Ant Farm is probably from Copenhagen, New York, is my guess.
Yes.
So yeah. So. Okay.
New Alien Ant Farm coming out the next month. So sponsor.
No, it's not. Is it really?
Yeah.
No, it's not. Oh man, I'm not going to listen to that.
But also, guys, there's.
I'll listen to singles though. I'll listen to singles.
There's a crime lord in the Star Wars universe called Dryden. So there's also that.
Okay. That's cool. So what do you guys think? Sky Spitter. You think it's real or fake, boys?
100% real.
I think so too. Yeah. I'm going real, man.
I think it's real, but. I think it was actually piss instead of water, and he was just too embarrassed to say he got pissed on.
Right.
I mean, he sort of enjoyed it. Like, I don't know if you read that part, but in my detail,
he said he ran off in glee getting his clothes changed, bagging up his clothes.
Yeah, so it was actually pee, but he didn't want people to know he was a pee freak.
Mm-hmm. Especially, that was his like number one wish. As a pee freak, he was always like, oh man, I wish a cloud would pee on me. You know what I mean?
That was like his thing. And was it again?
Long Island, New York.
It's far away from Long Island. Germany. Germany's got a huge piss dungeon scene. Piss daddies, they call them. Pissin' daddies.
Right. So real on both ends. So is it real? Is it real?
That's
is it real from
That's what Duhast means in German. Piss dungeon.
Yeah.
They need to make a comeback. Rammstein. So it's all it's real from all three of us, right?
100% cool? real, but I thought it was piss instead of water.
Okay. Yeah. Copenhagen Devil, boys. What do you think? The Copenhagen Sweet Boy.
Ooh,
real, but only if we call it the Sweet Boy.
Sweet Boy or Chill Boy? What do
I like Chill Boy, Sweet Boy, because he was both. Yeah. He was more chill than sweet. If he was sweet, he would have like picked a flower and gave it to
him. I do think the second time they saw him, he was trying to be a little bit more intimidating. He's like, I don't want these people messing with me anymore. I'll just go stand in the road. Yeah. So, I mean, so he
he's
was
a chill.
He,
yeah. Chill
he
boy.
Was Chill Boy.
He's not quite to level of sweet.
Yeah. So you think it's real or fake? What do you think?
I got a theory on this. I think it's real, but do you guys remember the Ozark Howler? So the Ozark Howler had horns. It was a large white creature with hair. Wasn't it seen in upstate New York?
I don't know. I don't know where it was seen. I don't remember.
I think the Ozarks, isn't it a southern thing?
Oh, is it southern? I don't know. I don't know geography. That's why I was asking.
Sheep Squatch, also horned, weird creature.
Oh, yeah, Sheep Squatch.
And I also, this story also took me back to, it's not the same thing, but Grafton Monster even had like a little Grafton Monster vibe to it to me also. Mm-hmm. And no, it wasn't horned or anything, but just the vibe of it. It was like if, you know, Grafton Monster happened in the 1900s. So, but yes, Ozark Howler, I had that in my mind. And then the Sheep Squatch, I had that written down here too. It reminded me of Sheep Squatch. So,
yeah.
I think it's real. Why not?
You know? Which is weird because also there's a connection, not exactly a connection, but remember the hit TV series Mountain Monsters? In that episode, the Sheep Squatch pisses in Trapper's eyes.
Uh-huh.
It's like, I got the piss in the eyes.
Yeah. there's crossover. Crossover universe, crossover stories. The cloud? It was friends with Sheep Squatch, and Sheep Squatch pissed in eyes. So there you go. Not bad.
You're welcome, everybody. Yep, you're welcome.
That's the kind of hard-hitting journalism you come to expect from Moth Boys. We're real investigators.
Yep, investigators.
Investigators.
So we're all real on all accounts here. Copenhagen, Sweet Boy, or Soft Boy, or Chill Boy.
Chill Boy, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right, boys. I mean, that's
And
that's,
boys those spoke two, B-O-I.
Right. Well, a couple,
yeah,
I think
gotta
two
Ys. Yeah, keep it modern.
I mean, keep it modern. Jake.
We discovered our own cryptid. Because we changed the name, so it's technically ours now.
That's our cryptid. You're welcome, everybody.
Yeah, just
we probably don't have
series coming soon.
Since everybody hates us, Jake, we probably don't have any reviews, right?
I mean, that's the only review we have. It says Killian Murphy sucks.
Okay,
but he's a handsome man, but not as handsome as the Moth Boys. I'll take it.
Yeah,
you know who wrote that review? Chris Nolan.
Christopher Nolan.
Chris Nolan.
But he says Chris because we're friends.
Oh, we're friends. That's right.
Yeah.
Matt. You got your event coming up. We got events coming up, Maddie.
Yeah, August 17th. It's Cryptid Bash 4, the fourth year. It's in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Trace Brewing Company. We got a bunch of awesome vendors. We have live music going all day. We got a couple of food trucks. We got it all. Baby, we got it all. And
we should see how much it costs to book Alien Ant Farm to play.
Oh man,
I'm sure it's not that expensive.
No, I don't think it would be. Awesome. I'm sure we could give him like $800 to Dryden to do a solo.
Mr. Ant Farm? Is that who we're talking about?
Dryden,
Mr. Ant Farm himself. That's cool. All right, that's going to be a fun event, everybody.
It's going to be a great event. And like I said, free pierogies. I'm keeping
free pierogies.
Advertising it.
Yeah. That's the most important thing of the day.
But like pierogi prices are going up because of inflation, so it's the less I can buy. I think we're down to one single pierogi I'm giving away for free.
You got to split it into
little
pieces.
But we can split it like 8 ways, 16 ways. Each buddy gets a little crumb.
Yeah. We got Veggie Man Day coming up on Saturday, July 13th, 2024. Mm-hmm. Come and celebrate the weirdest story of all time, probably at the Folklife Center in Fairmont, West Virginia. Yeah, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. is gonna be. It's kind of similar to Crypto Bash. There's gonna be music, and I think we'll be showing some movies, and then we're gonna have some food trucks. It's gonna be a fun day. It's free. family friendly. Come on out. Come hang out with like-minded people. It's Veggie Man Day. Big dress question. Up as Veggie Man.
Big question for both of you.
Okay.
At these events, can I come original?
100%. I mean, we wouldn't want it any other way. Really? Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. And I want to. And I want actually, Mike. You know, you were saying come dressed as Veggie Man, but we're going to be doing a cryptid costume contest at Cryptid Bash, and you will have the chance to win $100 and then some awesome merch. So, come dressed up, come hang out, be weird, and again, it's free. I mean, you know, it's not a high risk situation. You can't beat
it. Also,
if you win this $100, you're going to earn more money than any of us have from this podcast. In
absolutely, 100%.
Yeah,
100%. And also, Veggie Man Day. If you dress up, you're not going to win anything. But just if you want to dress up for the goodness of the day, that's fine. But you won't be winning shit if you come to Veggie Man Day. I'm sorry. I mean, come dressed up if you want, but no money involved in that one. Just Cryptid Bash.
Maybe you could like a sticker or something.
Yeah, you can have a sticker. That'd be fine. We'll give you a poster. A poster.
Yeah, you get a little freebie. Yeah.
You're not going to get money though. You're not going
to. It's not going to be a diehard like take your A+ cosplay to Cryptid Bash.
Yes, exactly.
You could be like a C, D level. As long as the effort's there, you're going to get a sticker or a poster at Veggie.
You can literally just scratch Crayola green crayon on your face as hard as you can.
Honestly, if they did that, I would give you a t-shirt. As long as I could watch it.
Oh, man, that'd be so brutal, wouldn't it? Damn. I want to thank our sponsor, Visit Braxton WV, always. And you guys are all lucky. All of you fans, you're getting an episode every Monday for the rest of this month. Wow.
And the next episode.
For the rest of the year, we're releasing an episode every week, baby.
Dude, stop it, man.
Let's do it.
No. We'd have zero listeners by the end. Like, if we release every episode for the rest of the year, a week, like 2 months into it, our episodes would be Vern Troyer this, Vern Troyer that. See ya.
It would be Vern Troyer. Yeah. It would be Behave the Podcast. The Vern Troyer Podcast.
All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next Monday.
Oh, wait. No, we got to tell them. Next episode is going to be huge.
Is it the next one?
Oh, yeah.
There's the one after
only
that.
One more. There's only one more left this month.
Is there? Okay. Okay.
So this next episode is going to be
hold on to your hats, game changer. Folks.
Life changing even. Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm still done. I mean, you guys know. I'm confused by it still. But I'm very excited.
Mm. Well, you're confused how this opportunity came.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I'm very. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what? What the heck?
It's WTF. A good confusion.
Right. WTF, WTH. What the shit? Even you know?
So next episode, boys. It's
get ready for it.
It's I'm really excited. I think our fans are gonna lose their shit. And I think we're gonna gain a lot of new fans with this one. I don't want to spoil it, but we were talking a lot about the Oscars.
Yeah,
yeah. That might be a hint.
That might be
a hint.
Yeah, and I think the we can say a name, a certain name. I think it's the initials CM. So just saying, you never know.
That's all we can say, though.
Charlie Murphy.
Charlie Murphy.
From the Ouija board.
All right, everybody. We'll see you next week with the big episode. Bye.
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 Matt is a big incel. I've seen his Reddit.